ABC Riverina, your emergency services network, flood information.
Good evening, this is Barry Anderson here on ABC Riverina, keeping you informed with what's happening along the Murrumbidgee River. And we're joined right now by Shane McLaughlin from the State Emergency Services. Hello there, Shane.
G'day, Barry.
Shane, we've seen a pretty big darn storm go through at about 6:30 this evening and dumped a lot of rain, and I guess you guys are pretty busy at the moment.
Yeah, Barry, we had a storm pass through the Wagga area about 6:30 this evening. The SES currently has local SES volunteer crews responding to reports of storm damage, trees down and trees threatening across the Wagga area. We also have crews currently active in Cootamundra.
Cootamundra as well, so they're copping it as well. I'm looking at the radar at the moment, the weather zone one, and there's a fair bit of heavy rain sort of to the west of us and also to the east of us, and another band coming through. Hopefully not, but it looks like it may.
Yeah, the Bureau of Meteorology has advised that there could be a number of storm fronts passing over the Riverina Southwest Slopes area this evening. And there's also been reports of wind gusts up to 96 k's per hour in that last storm in the Wagga area.
That's pretty high wind, isn't it?
It is.
Now, I guess with what's happening at the moment, you're trying to keep an eye on what's happening with the river as well, the heights there, and keep an eye on levee banks and so on, and it's obviously putting a pretty big strain on resources.
At the moment, we currently have a number of crews in the field, and we have enough crews at the moment to respond to all our calls and also to keep the monitoring the flood situation.
Okay, do you need some more volunteers?
The SES is always looking for volunteers.
And the number to call?
if people are interested in becoming a volunteer of the SES, they can contact the SES on 132500 and speak to their local unit.
Look, you guys do a wonderful job, and most of you are volunteers, we're aware, and you are keeping us safe and well, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, the volunteers are. They're doing an excellent job out there under very strenuous circumstances.
Yes, and especially when you've got some general public to deal with too. And we had a situation there during the week where, they're getting in the way on levee banks, sightseeing, and obviously the people need to stay out of your way and let you people do what you're trained to do.
Yes, Barry, that's correct. If we could just have people just stay away from levee banks, don't walk or drive on levee banks, they're not a viewing platform. They're there to keep the city and suburbs safe. So if people can just stay clear from levee banks, it'd be appreciated.
Now, some good advice for people right now with high winds and heavy rain, stay indoors?
Yeah, the SES advises that people should move their vehicles under cover away from trees, secure or put any loose items around your house or yard or balcony, keep clear of any fallen power lines and trees. Must stress again, do not drive, ride or walk through floodwater, and keep clear of creeks and stormwater drains. And if people do require emergency assistance from the SES, they should contact the SES on 132500, but in life-threatening emergencies, dial 000.
132500, the number for the SES, and 000 in case of an emergency. Thank you, Shane.
Barry, I just want to also just remind people the evacuation orders are still remaining current for the North Wagga, Gumley and East Wagga industrial areas.
Yes, there's still a fair bit of water not only still coming down the river, but also with all the rain that we're copping at the moment as well.
Yes.
Keeps everybody very busy and on their toes.
It does.
Thank you, Shane. We'll talk to you in a couple of hours.
Thank you.
Okay, Shane McLaughlin from the Murrumbidgee Region Headquarters of the State Emergency Service. We'll catch up with Shane in a couple of hours' time for an update. Well, there's quite a bit of information to get through here from the Bureau of Meteorology. A severe thunderstorm warning for flash flooding and damaging wind. Now, this is for people in the Central West Slopes and Plains, South West Slopes, Riverina, Lower Western, Upper Western and parts of the Southern Tablelands, North West Slopes and Plains, and also the Snowy Mountains Forecast District. Severe thunderstorms are likely to produce very heavy rainfall, flash flooding and damaging winds in the warning area over the next several hours. Now, locations which may be affected include Walgett, Wagga Wagga, Albury, Deniliquin, Griffith, Hay, Tipperborough, Cobar, Burke, Broken Hill, Lightning Ridge and Bawarana. And as Shane said a moment ago there, 96 km/h winds were gusting around Wagga at 6:34 this afternoon. Also, there is a minor flood warning for the Murray River downstream of the Hume Dam. Now, releases from the Hume combined with persisting high inflows from the Kiewa River have maintained river levels at Corowa, also Torrum Barry Weir and Barham above minor